Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
All right. Hello, guys. How are you guys tonight? I hope everybody out there is listening to this. Hi. And if Emma's listening, hi, Emma.
Emma.
Yep.
Hi, Emma. If you're on.
All right. And so tonight we're going to talk about a little about number, well, what you want to call them, angel numbers. You can call them numerology, but they don't part of numerology anyway. But the significance of some of them. Now, I know. I don't know if you guys have experienced it. Have you?
Some of it.
Repeated numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like every day. Not, dealing
yeah.
with numbers.
Okay. Neither one of you experienced these numbers.
No, I every now and then, it's not continual on my part, but yeah, every now and then on strange days, I can keep glancing over at a clock and it'll have a certain number on, or for whatever reason, a specific group of numbers will just flash into my head, and it's like, what the hell?
Okay, this is a little tiny bit different. Going back, when you were kids, did your mom do, or your mom's or dad do what my mom and dad did? When my mom would look at the clock, and she saw 11:11, she'd like, it's 11:11, make a wish. That's how I was raised. All right,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're leaning towards this. Now, like from early, very early 2015, I started seeing patterns in numbers a lot. Like little by little, they would come in. You know what I mean? And I always took notice to certain numbers. Like once in a while, 333, especially like for years, right?
Right.
So, but then it started increasing, where I was seeing repetitive numbers. Like, and usually in with the repetitive numbers, there's usually something else that goes along with it. But so I figured I'd give you like a little bit of understanding of what like each number signifies. You know what I mean? When it comes to this, if you guys want to hear.
Definitely.
All right. So we're going to start in order. So we're going to go from 11 or 111, 111,
111,
222, 333, 444, on and on. So when you start with like 1111, okay, it's considered to be a significant moment in time for an event to occur. Now, this is just regular. Favorable sign of spiritual influence. Focus on creativity, independence, and go for what you want and growth. And now, new cycles and new beginnings, right? And signs that your angels are telling you something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, then also, it's a sign of, like, I don't want to go that, but we're going to go to the love aspect. It's a sign of upcoming twin flame reunion, especially when the synchronicities happen along with it, such as a song coming on or any kind of strange occurrence that happens during the song. It's a wake-up call. You understand?
Right.
So that's 11:11. So, and then there's 222, which is hope. Focus your attention on your heart connections, persistence, positivity, balance, and find the balance. 333. In life, it's set plans into action. Let your strength be your guide. Trust yourself and put your thought into choices, optimism, and creativity, and intuition. 333. In love means twin flame. It's time to take things to the next level. Passion, devotion, loyalty on both ends. 444. Trust and guidance. That your angels and guides are giving you. It represents deep love and support of angels and guides with love and protection. Okay, 444 in love means you're on the right path. Okay, things are moving forward. And then, I had to write this down because I can't use
that one. That one's good to know.
All right, 555 is faith and adjustment. Changes are underway. Positive major internal shift or something in external world is about to change. In love, it means change in a relationship, both positive or negative, depending on the situation. 666, Okay, you may need to alter your focus and self-love, or positive, or it might be a it could be, oh, I read the wrong one, sorry, a well-being, okay? 777. Receiving divine guidance, fullness, completeness, love, spirituality, decision, spiritual awakening, divine intervention, connection between the souls and spirit. You're well on your way to spiritual enlightenment, and don't lose hope. All right, 888. Good karma is coming and career related. 999, current situation coming to an end, and new opportunities are presenting themselves. Like, you ever go and like for me with Walmart, it was 333 for me from wherever. Like, I always managed to see that since that was like my number. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
Just my number, like all grown. But now I see combinations of numbers. Like, but like Carly. Come here.
Hey, come here, Carly.
Yeah, well, recently,
yeah.
I guess for me it's been like 111 and 444.
Okay. So
those are the most those are the most common
Carly,
numbers that I see.
What happens when we look at the clock? Remember
seven
me and you at the
me.
Same time?
Yeah.
What? 11-11 on everything. Or if one's not going to change yet, it changes right when we look at it.
11-11.
Yep.
11-11. 3-3.
4-44 or 5-55. Right, exactly. And 2-2-2. Don't forget 2-2-2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fives and sevens for me.
Yep. Oh, Fabian's got the fives and sevens, he said.
Yep.
Fives. Okay.
Sevens doesn't haunt me, but fives do.
Okay, the fives haunt Harley. Carly.
Harley, hell yeah.
But look at that, that's the thing. And the numbers when they come up now, synchronicities. Okay, Carly knows like what can happen when Carly's gonna tell us. What can happen when a synchronicity at the same time you see the numbers? You don't know.
Carly.
You know, like you don't really remember, like, what do you see a picture, you're looking at a number, you'll see a picture or something that is off the wall. It doesn't have any connection to anything you're doing at the moment until you see the number.
Yeah. Or something pops into your mind.
Right.
As you look at that number.
Right.
And it just makes you want to, like, look at the meaning of the angel number more because it's not the first time something.
Yes.
Has kind of coming like in front of you or like in your mind or something or a song or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know what song comes to my mind? Y'all gonna sing it with me?
Wait a minute. Well, I'm gonna take my headphones.
Get
off.
Ready. Now here it goes. You ready? This is the song I keep hearing.
Okay,
baby, don't forget my number.
Baby, don't forget my number. He's singing. Okay.
No, Millie Vanilli. You know, Millie Vanilli.
Like when you look
baby.
At when, Millie Vanilli, he's singing.
Yeah, see, for me, I guess the synchronicity would be just what I was thinking about. You know, a thought that pops into my mind and I glance over either at my phone or the clock on the stove. And it's usually
you're
about
lucky you ain't got Walter around.
Well, and it usually happens when I'm thinking about the same thing.
Okay.
You know, the same kind of thought or the same.
Yeah, but you're already thinking.
The same type of thought or the same person. Well, No. It's just a matter of I could be doing something else and suddenly, you know, a person or a thought comes into mind and I glance over at my phone
or glance doing something else.
And,
Yep. No, for me, it's more like, you know, my speaker will disconnect. The radio, my speaker will turn itself up. Voices come out of it.
Right.
And I turn around and I see the numbers on the clock. And then I just look up and go, oh, God. Because it happens so, okay, that it's gotten to the point where it's just insane. Like, I know that with all of the stuff going on in the world and stuff like that, we got to look up a little bit more, look inside a little bit more, actually.
Yeah, on that note, we'll let Carly was saying something. Go ahead, Carly. What?
Carly. Okay.
Is the guide, your spirit guide's trying to tell you a message when they can't, like, physically talk to you because there's no way you can have, like, a ghost box around all the time.
Right.
So when these pop up, it's a message from your spirit guide to kind
yep.
of tell you, like, what kind of path you're on in that kind of way. Like, a
yeah.
kind of message.
Yeah, like, the message is out there. You know what I mean? The message is there. You just got to
yeah,
look
that kinda
for it.
Makes
like,
sense.
Because, you know, like, if we're sitting here, let's say I'll be Carly will go, blah, 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 and then go, and suddenly, something out of the blue, she looks at the clock, and it's 2:22. And
right.
she's like, oh, my God. And then every other clock in the house is 2:22 at the same time, because we have the microwave, we have the oven, you know what I mean? And we have and our phones, and everything goes astronomical. And, like, yeah.
The microwave is a minute off.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So it'll change the minute you look at it. It's like 30
yeah,
seconds.
3 minutes
it's like 30
off.
Seconds off, I know. All right? Yeah. But it tells
no,
you to look inside yourself.
You know, what I read, I did a little bit of quick reading up on some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel numbers, et cetera.
If I take
and
my headphones out,
okay, go ahead. Are you back?
No, I don't know. I'm afraid to take them out because I might.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, the
okay.
numbers, it's got something to do with being the numbers of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like mm-hmm. patterns. Consider that these are patterns and these are codes that are sent to us from the other side, from spirit guides. I read a lot, and that little bit of time that I read for like 5 minutes, it was leaning heavy towards spirit guide. Trying to send you messages and things like that, and maybe even, you know, the interesting thing about guardian spirits, guardian angels, and all that, Lisa, you really nailed it the other day. I've always thought that guardian angels and spirit guides were the same thing, but
no.
Comes to find
yeah.
out, they're really not. The people that live with you in life that may come back, and this is kind of what I've reexamined it, that Your guardian angels may have been people that have been in your life from, you know, when they were alive, and then they unfortunately passed away. But spirit guides started out with you. Can you elaborate
yeah,
on
I
that?
I know. Yeah, they can. They do start with you because, I mean, I could tell you my own experience. Walter's been with me since I've been born. So they are with you. They come in from the other side with you. They're there to guide you. They're like you're their caseload, I guess.
What do you think about the numbers? What do you think about them,
the spirit guides
and the numbers connection?
I think, well, numbers definitely mean something. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, everything is numbers to begin with. If you look at it,
yeah.
calculations,
yeah,
all
the
that,
matrix,
but,
yeah.
But like when you look at, consider the this belief has been around forever with
oh,
the
yeah.
numbers. Okay, so it's like going beyond, you know, like just now and made up in New Age, whatever. You know what I mean? But
right.
it's been here
right.
forever. But I think, you know, in my instance with like Walter, like if I'm not paying attention, like I think I was last week, I said, oh, God damn it, it's 11:11 again, and then Dinosaur Pileup came on the radio. Remember, 11:11, I was like, oh, God. Yeah, it's just that kind of thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I was like, and you know what I mean? And then, you know, certain things like that, they're all look at the – but mine, it's been 333. It's been at a point a little while ago, it was a lot of 9:11. And
oh.
like, yeah, but that wasn't a bad sign either. You know what I mean? And it wasn't. Okay? But then it became, you know – you know, 10:10, then it was just 11:11, 12:12, 1:11, 2:22. I would just look at the clock at just randomly and see it. Right.
I get a lot of 12:22 also.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's got those 3-2s in it. That's why. Mm-hmm.
What if you get the 3:33, like, you know, witching hour, you know, 3 o'clock, and it's 3:33 in the morning, and it's
yep.
flashing? I've heard a few people say something about the 3-3s that you're referring to as
okay.
being a really
yeah.
pivotal time, no matter where you're at, for investigations. I don't buy it. What do you think?
I don't know about the time 3-3-3. I mean, like, I know the number itself, you know, gives you strength. Let your strength be your guide. Trust yourself. Trust your thoughts. Trust your choices.
That's,
optimism,
that's a good
creativity,
message.
Intuition. And in love, it's the twin flames. Take the time. Take things to the next level. Devotion, loyalty on both ends. All right, like so, like when you see 333 is a very spiritual number. I think it's more spiritual because it's connected, like religion-wise too. know what I mean? Like, you know, beliefs and all that kind of stuff. It's a very spiritual number. So that's probably why when investigations, they go right towards your, you know what I mean, investigating, it'll be the peak. Well, you know, they do say that with investigating, that the level of activity, well, unless you're in the haunted house I was in New Jersey, then it was 12:40 a.m. to 3:15 a.m.
Okay.
It stopped after 3. You get it?
Neat.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it
right.
kind of makes a sense, yeah.
Okay, yeah, especially with
well,
that
coincidentally,
time.
Coincidentally, 3 o'clock is also last call.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Right.
Well, wait,
right,
depending
no,
upon
true.
Where you're at, because,
yeah,
some bars
that's
close
true.
At 2.
Oh, do they? Well, back in the day when I used to hit the bar.
Oh, back in the day it was 3 o'clock. Yeah,
it was
3
o'clock, for sure. Yep. I mean, at least where I live, that's true. There are probably some other places that would make sense to me that not everybody's going to shut down at 3. Maybe they want an hour to get all the drunks out of the building. Who knows?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Last call for an hour, you know?
Last call!
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing is with these numbers being in your life, that doesn't come only – okay, bird.
Not on clocks.
Huh?
Not on clocks only.
Yeah, not on clocks only.
I'll be
exactly.
I'll be at work, and
yep.
I'll look at something at work,
yep.
and next thing you know, I see 11-11,
mm-hmm.
222.
Yep.
And
yeah.
all I can do is look at a piece of paper, and I'll, and I just
number,
see it.
When
yeah.
we drive
yeah.
okay, when they've had
right.
that number on it, I can't remember.
I've seen number five.
We were driving
like
somewhere,
that.
And I said, oh, look, and I, there was a number on it.
I forget where.
I think it was over there on King of Prussia. But like, but no, other things, too, that comes along with animals, too. Animal spirits, they mm-hmm. come as messengers as well. So
right.
that I'm a firm believer in. You know what I mean? I'm like Waldo, my cardinal. That's a message from spirit right away.
That's,
so,
yeah, that's a definite presence of a loved one, right?
Yeah, he started coming in 2016. I remember it well because I was
I've seen a feather, but I've never had an animal appear to make me think of anyone. But I have seen the feather land in a particular way.
I got a box of feathers.
That and but I guess you know maybe it's a bird. You know, it's okay. You know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
feathers have a special meaning as well.
Really? What are they? Tell me.
Lisa? You're
going
to have to help.
Okay. Lisa,
I know
tell
they,
me.
I know, well, no, I know they do have a meaning.
I know.
As far as what, depending upon which bird
white feathers
gives you the feather.
I mean, I don't know a lot about the feathers, but I know that,
okay.
that the white feathers are like definitely an angel is in your presence, so are cardinals.
It was white.
A blue feather. Black feathers are good, too. Okay? All the feathers represent something different. Like, but I do know that I have a box full of them because they will land at my feet.
I have
the raven.
A
raven
See,
is a messenger.
Ravens are cool.
That's
yes,
what I
are.
Have. I have raven Never feathers more. And crow Never feathers that have been gifted to me by birds that are just hanging out on the property.
Right.
That's
so
what
those
are
I keep.
Gifts.
Mm-hmm. And I know over the winter, suddenly I had a weasel buddy show up.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mercy?
The Alaska.
Wait.
Well, I was talking, well, I sent you the pictures, Lisa. We figured out it was an Alaskan breed.
Yeah, it's an Alaskan weasel. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they're not common here.
No.
So he just, you know, he pops out of the brush on the side of the house in the side yard. And I started tossing him out some granola. He hung around. He ate. And he either changed color and I don't see him, or he moved on.
Right. Well, his job was done. That's what it is. Like, look, I have my squirrels, right? The squirrels.
Oh,
I know where I am. They're hanging on the fucking screen. Okay.
Correction in a minute. Major correction in a minute.
They,
I apologize to the audience.
What happened?
I made a big misspeak. That is not true, and I'm an idiot for forgetting it.
What?
When I was a kid in 1979, there was something called the lachusa that I actually saw in a silo. It was a barn owl that had the face of a woman.
Oh,
so
please
accept my apologies. I was not thinking clearly, but I
That's
got
okay.
to thinking, no, yeah, you have, dipshit. You saw a Taito owl, solid white owl, and it had a face it had a face on it. And I didn't stare at it. I turned away from it.
Right.
And
right.
And there was a brouhaha that lived. It was my sister's ex husband. Shout out to Eddie Sanchez. His grandmother was
right.
was a white witch, and
right.
the bird was all around the property. So you know that is incorrect,
right.
And I apologize to the audience.
That's all right. You know, squirrels represent keeping you lighthearted.
But was that a spirit or was that a? I'm sorry.
No, listen, that was an owl. They always, I forget
so
what
it was
had
an
meaning
owl.
For.
Not,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool beans.
Yeah, it was an owl. It could have been a spirit too. I mean, it depends. But like,
yeah.
But like, it was definitely a messenger. If you saw
yeah.
it,
to me,
it
felt like a spirit. That's why I didn't think animal.
Like the squirrels, they come to me. I don't know. They got their whole. They got a whole agenda, but they come to tell me to keep lighthearted going through situations. Look at the way a squirrel behaves. They're not.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
are.
I mean? Flipping upside
amazing.
Down, doing this
yeah.
and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To keep lighthearted, you know. And
Daniel's
and
got
Waldo,
one. That, like
Waldo,
church.
The protector. Waldo is like, whenever Waldo does come a lot and a lot and a lot, then I know there's going to be a major change in my life. Yep. And that I do know. Like, let me know that he's there, that there's spirits there. You know what I mean? To protect me. Or watching out for me or whatever. But, like,
right.
walks, I mean, they're messengers, too. They're messengers. They're all there. Like, we're driving. We see, like, I'm big with animals. So, like, I know when I'm looking up and I see a red tail flying over my head. I'm like,
oh,
I'm supposed
to
see that red tail.
Like the hawk or the eagle that hung around here for, like, 3 days in the big tree next to the yard.
Right. Like that.
And then,
yeah
and he was here for 3 days and then he's gone. I don't know where
right.
he went
just
off to, but
just as messengers, they're messengers, animals, messengers. Look at deers. Remember when I was in the Poconos?
Oh yeah.
I
oh
yeah.
Outside,
yeah.
I was surrounded. I used to stand in the middle of a bunch of deer. They were all circled around me, and I would stand in the middle, and I got to pet the bucks, and which is unusual because they're wild deer. And
yep.
you know what
yeah.
I mean? And,
yep.
and so they were messengers too. All of them were there. I mean, like all.
Oh,
these
Lisa,
dead
Lisa,
I don't
do think.
I think they. I think they named you wrong. You should have been Snow White.
Right.
Lisa, do you think
what?
The deer that I told you about that came up to the car? I forgot about that too, damn it.
That's a messenger.
Not on my game tonight.
All right. Whenever you notice something like that, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if I open the
deer
window,
and owl, stand corrected.
Not,
okay.
Not like Waldo. He'll just come yell in the window. Or, you know what I mean? Or the squirrel just decides to jump up and just hang like he's spider squirrel. You know what I mean? But, like, all right, but like, yeah, that's that kind of stuff. And it's all connected. I swear it's all connected because usually with, like, the number, I'm being haunted by numbers right now, but, like, I mean, literally, okay, like, and you know what I mean? And speakers going off. I got to turn around for some reason and look at the clock. Like, whether it's a speaker going off or something makes noise in the kitchen.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's all connected. It's all connected.
Well, time is the fire in which we burn.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
And numbers are the encompassment of the universe. So
right.
I know, like, I think David said it best one time about time doesn't exist for is it? Well, David, you finish. I'm not going to screw this up.
Wait, no,
too.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing at you, Fabian. You want to talk about synchronicities?
What happened?
We're talking about numbers, angel numbers. We're talking about animal spirits and stuff.
Right.
And a crow just went flying by yelling at me.
Yeah.
You were yelled at by the damn crow. See? No.
Yeah.
All right. That's
crow.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
oh,
David,
shit.
What
sorry.
Was it? David, what was it that you said about time? I mean, I can't remember what the discussion was, but it was really good. It was spot on what you said, and I agreed with you. About on the other side, time is not a constant or something. You heard this somewhere?
We
or something
made up
to that
time.
Degree? That time is only exists for us, and it doesn't exist for anyone else.
The universe, it's different, yeah. The
right. Yeah,
made
oh,
time.
Yeah. I can't remember what I said either, but I would stand behind whatever I did say. No, I mean,
oh, okay.
As far
yeah.
as you know, as
yeah,
for
yeah.
time
okay.
itself, humans created time.
That's it. That's what you
humans,
said.
humans created
human,
time as a matter.
Go ahead.
A human invention in an attempt to control the situation.
Because it's a human constraint.
You know, one step further here, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
When you go outside and you touch part of the ground and you put the earth in your hands, okay, you're part of that ground. You're part of the trees. You're part of the world. The world can exist without you, but you can't exist without the earth. Okay, you understand? So when you go outside and you look at the beauty, not when it's smoky, I have a fucking voice.
it's pretty and green here, Claire.
Yeah,
nice.
All right, good. But if you look at it's not smoky anymore. Now it's just raining. All right, but air quality still sucks. It's bad with air quality. But the thing
Canada
is, when you go up and you look up and you look at people tend to separate the fact that they're an animal. They're more humane than any human I know. All right, but the fact is, when you look at them, they feel the same feelings you feel. They feel everything you feel. Just because they can't tell you in English or whatever language you speak doesn't mean they don't feel these things. So you're part of the earth. You're part of everything that's around you, not just the bed that I'm sitting on doing this radio show or the couch over there. It's like nature, numbers, okay?
Yeah.
Signs from the universe say you got to evolve up, you got to grow, because if you don't grow, okay, and a lot of times growing hurts, okay, because you're like, you hit a spiritual wall, like you're like plunged through this whole where you're wondering, first you wonder if you're fucking nuts. That's the first thing that happens.
Oh, I know that's right.
Yeah.
I thought I
All
was.
Right?
There's no doubt.
Exactly. All right, and then you start realizing, no, and we're going to grow, and This is how life's going to take you. And all the little signs like numbers and animals and everything, no, still letting you know, okay, you're getting better. You're getting warmer. Okay, let's move. Come on. You understand? Let's keep going and keep going. Because, you know, look at Nikola Tesla, for instance. If you want to understand the universe, think of the numbers, the frequency of three, or numbers of 3, 6, and 9. He even had numbers in his quote. Okay? Okay, like to understand it, 3, 6, and 9. So, wait a minute, 3? Look, I got to go back again. 6 and 9. But seriously, like, when you look at everything around us, I mean, I'm starting to really believe, like, I'm looking around at this world, and I'm like, I want to bomb it at the way things are going. I mean, like, we have right now thousands and thousands of dead fish washing up on Texas shores. And somewhere else, I forget, across in the somewhere, because the ocean's too hot and they ran out of oxygen to breathe.
Right.
Okay. Then we've got this giant fucking volcano right now in Italy that's a super volcano. Don't ask me the name right now, and I can't double check. But they said that it's reaching its breaking point. And then they got
one in Mexico.
And one in Mexico. And then there's one in
Hawaii.
Hawaii is already going, Indonesia is already going, and there's one in Mexico, and then we got Italy ready to blow. So at this point, I think everybody should take a look and go outside and really realize that you are part of this. And without the earth grows everything that you eat, okay? The earth grows food, has clean water, not anymore, unfortunately, but grows everything you eat. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, by us poisoning this planet and mass extinctions happening right now, there's not going to be much. There is no more time to fuck around, basically.
No, there's not.
There's no more time. We can't fuck around no more. This war, and I feel horrible about the war going on in Ukraine, what they're doing, because what they're doing, the Russians are doing to the Ukrainians, is imagine how much every time you put a bomb off, what does that set off in the atmosphere? I want everybody to really think about that.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's going to increase the pollution levels and all that shit. The upper atmosphere. Okay,
stratosphere?
No, it's like the ozone layer, I guess I can call it that. Like, you know, you're breaking it, you're putting pollution in the upper atmosphere, you're causing a lot, like the fires. I mean, I was in the smoke, okay? It looked here when the smoke from Canada really hit bad, and we, like normal, like right now we're like at, I don't know, 40-something, so we're still moderately bad. It was up to 427. Everything outside was orange. It looked
wow.
like Mars, okay?
It did. Some of those pictures I saw were like,
oh,
holy crap.
Oh, your city, what looked like you were walking in Mars. I mean, like, so that's
yeah.
kind of, you know, we have a whole, we are setting ourselves, we're fucking over the water, too. I mean, you know, the water is fucking, we don't have clean water. They just issued a boiled water alert for parts of Philly over that giant, the collapse of 995.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They did. So I think that if we all stop and we really just sit back and look, I mean, what can we do? These numbers are telling us something. These numbers that we're doing are telling us that it's time to step up, maybe. I mean, wake up your consciousness. Your consciousness has to be awoken. I mean, I get slammed in the fucking head if I don't pay attention. I'm serious. Like,
oh, yeah, you're
in the kitchen, the radio goes up, my speaker shuts off, like, and I have to look at the synchronicities that are happening and what it's got to do with, like, you got to follow that path. You know what I mean? Like, and I know
yeah.
that for some people might not see the, understand the numbers or whatever, but I really believe that this is the case. And I believe it's not only numbers, it's synchronicities in what you do, synchronicities in what happens. It's telling you that you have to literally, you know, like you have, certain numbers, we'll pick one, 444, let's see, trust your guidance, angels, okay, they're guiding you, it represents deep love, support of your angels and guides with love and protection, for instance. So when you see a number like that, you know what I mean, and you keep seeing it, they're trying to tell you that you are being protected, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
so
think
that's
so.
It, and the whole fucking 11-11 thing, that's haunting me. All right, but anyway, that's considered a significant moment in time for an event to occur, a favorable sign of spiritual influence, focus, creativity, independence, go for what you want, growth, new cycles, new beginnings, signs your angels are telling you something. You
that's
11-11?
Is that 11-11?
Oh, God, that's haunting me. Yeah, when I yelled 11-11 that one day, okay, to Carly, I'm like, oh, God, it's 11-11. No sooner did I say 11-11 did 11-11 by Dinosaur Pileup come on the radio. Okay, so I love Dinosaur Pileup. Just shout out
bizarre.
To Dinosaur Pileup. I do love them. Okay, and so like that. I mean, but it tells you that the synchronicity is happening. They can come in songs. They can come in reminders of a person, a wake up call. It's just like you got to really think. You know what I mean? Like mine started going after. So first we had UFO sighting, then Frank died. Then we had the meteor. And we had an electric factory. And after that, it just snowballed. You understand? So for me, it
yeah.
was that whole progression.
Right.
Before that, it was just 333. And I knew my guides were there. I would see it
mm-hmm.
all the time. But then it was like, I was haunted by, for a while, it was every double number. 10, 10. 11-11, 12, 12, 1-1-1. You know, 2-2-2, 3. I would get, oh, my God. It was crazy. You know? Like 555, you know what I mean? Shit like that. So I think it was letting me know that I had to really look inside. I think it's telling you to look inside yourself and really find out who you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the inside, all of it's a message. And like, yeah, growth happens. And sometimes growth can freaking hurt while you're growing. And then eventually everything will come back and connect together. You know what I mean? Like, just
yeah.
that's the way it seems. I don't know. I mean, I know this is a different topic, but it's still kind of paranormal because there's no explanation for it. You know, no real understanding of where it
yeah,
comes from. But I do know that things will work out. I just, you know what I mean? And I know that when synchronicities happen, that means that it's coming, you know? And it's up to us to look inside ourselves to make sure that happens. You know what I mean? To make sure we keep our brains intact, you know?
Definitely.
Because humans are
fucking
stupid. All right, but anyway.
Yeah, you actually have to look inside
well,
yourself, find your center, and become more grounded in your belief.
Yep. Well, no.
Plus, expanding your outlook on every single thing that's going around. I mean, you've got to be able to be grounded and accept that you can't. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just got lost.
Okay, I'll take over for you there. when you say, like, no, you have to be, number one, what we have to do is you have to love yourself first. You have got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. You've got to love who you
That's
are.
That's true.
Okay, and you've got to love where you came from. You can't dwell in the past. You got to be like, I am who I am because what happened to me, and this is what made me who I am, and be proud of who you become. Number one, that's it. Because otherwise, you ain't going to really love anybody else. You'll just need that person, not love them. That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing is like, you can love a person, say, I love you, but it really, really, if you don't love yourself, you can't. You know what I mean? That's that. I mean, but then you've got the whole inside, but talk about grounding yourself. Just being in tune with who you are on the inside helps you ground yourself because you know better. Like, I can look at things now and say, all right, this is what shaped me. All these fucking traumas that I went through in my life are why I am now who I am. And without those, I don't know. So everything is a lesson that you learn through your life, whether it's trauma, and you can get through it. You know what I mean?
See,
that's the point.
I forget, it was years back, I was talking to somebody. It was something kind of like this, and it was like, you know, if you could go back and change things that happened to you in your life, would you still go back and do it? And I'm like, no, I can't. There's no way I could.
No.
Because if I could go back and change events in my past to make my life better then, I would not be who I am right now.
Right.
That
I would
is
be,
correct.
The physical form would be exactly who it is, but I would be somebody different.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, no, I wouldn't go back and not be in a relationship with this person or that person because that helped me become what I am, who I am.
Mm-hmm. And like when you go back, like, okay, now the past doesn't exist anymore. The future doesn't exist yet. The only thing that's here is the present. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
The only thing right now is now. There is, like, the past is just, you know, how you became who you are, but it's past. That doesn't exist anymore. The present exists, but the future does not. Yet, because it's not there yet. Then it'll be the present. You understand? I know that makes no sense. I have no idea.
No, it very much does.
All right. So, like, but then when you think about it on the inside and you, like, really think about it, like, I don't care. I just love myself for who I am. And I, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if anybody else likes me. That's my point.
There you go. You get it?
Like, that's the whole thing. It's just like, I love me for me, and I like to do the things I like to do, and I love to do them. And I do what I want to do because I'm me, and I've learned to love myself. So that's a big step in the whole becoming spiritually awakened in a way. You know what I mean? Connecting with yourself. In order to connect with someone else, you have to connect with you first because that's, you know, even in like, I mean, think about it. Think about all these people arguing, pissing me off, and it's, people are so stupid. I can't even portray how dumb people are these days, okay? Humans are fucking stupid, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. They are
stupid.
They're all this and that and this and that and focus, and argue and fight. How about you just love each other instead of being such pinheads? I mean, you know, I mean, what, like, you know what, that's not spiritual growth at all. Spiritual growth is when you love yourself and then you can love everybody else and make the world a better place. So focusing on these synchronicities and focusing on the animals outside or the nature or anything that you can bring up in yourself, you know what I mean? That makes the world
a
better place.
Find your happy place, man.
Right. Find your happy place and stick with it. And don't let anybody tell you what you're doing is stupid. I've been through what I like music, for instance. I was told.
I grew up like that. Fuck that shit.
Well, I grew up, my family was cool with that, but, you know, sociopath, he wasn't. He'd be like, you're stupid, you like this music. You know what I used to tell him? Fuck you. There you go.
Yeah, those were my favorite two words for the first half of my life, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, that's the thing. It's like, you know, that's what I enjoy, and that's what I love, and that's what heals me, is the power of music.
But what about music the people does. That... What about the people that telling people fuck you makes them feel good? Is that their happy place?
Probably. They seem to like it. Oh, my God. There's
yeah,
this dude,
exactly.
Oh my God, there's this dude on TikTok. Okay, and I forget his name, or I give him a shout-out right now. It's hysterical. You'll see him. He's out there in a flannel shirt. He's, like, doing all this stuff, and he'll roll down a hill or something, right? Right? And then all of a sudden, like, is it morning greeting? And they'll turn around and roll down a hill and then give you the finger. I crack up every time. Okay? Or a sign that says, because and it's funny. And the way he does it is funny, which is I crack up. So, yeah. But that kind of stuff is simple and easy. You know what I mean? Like, but, and for me, I don't know. Music says a lot. Music, getting on that subject, connected to this, too, because.
And numbers.
Yeah, and numbers and the meanings behind
three,
it.
Three,
yep,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
You go to the music, and music is a frequency. Scat, not a plug for our show by any means.
No, actually, an absolute plug for our show. Scanning the frequencies on Live Paranormal. We've got the numbers.
Yeah, we got the numbers. And
347-202-0316. There's some numbers for you.
Call in. But when you think about the whole thing with music, okay, like I never, well, I know me, like I'll just be doing something and I hear a song and I got to stop everything I'm friggin' doing because I got to go listen to it. You know what I mean? And or I hear music and it doesn't just affect me normally. It affects my entire body. I can feel the music, not just hear it. All
right.
So, but and then you hear songs and just and you, it hits you at home, you know, like inside. It's just, it's music is if everybody just listened to music and laugh and have fun, like going to a Ghost concert, that's what it was like when I went to the Ghost concert. Everybody got along. Nobody fought. Everybody was there for each other, and that's how it is when you go to a show like that. But then again, creative Mr. Waldo, Tobias Forge, he literally, when I walked in, we would take notices, we would. I noticed when we came in, there was a frequency hum playing. And I said, he's on to something. And
Waldo's the red cardinal that visits you regularly, correct?
Yeah, that's Waldo.
The
but
bird.
Cardinal Copia.
The
lead singer Ghost dressed up like a cardinal. He looked like he had the red hat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
When I met him, I told him his nickname was Waldo, and he loved it. Anyway, so And so, but when we went into the concert, when we were coming out of the concert, as soon as the concert was over, that frequency was playing again. Now, mind you, everybody went in peacefully. Everybody exited peacefully. What does that tell you? That frequency that he was playing over the speaker was meant to do those things, right?
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's no doubt about music and having a resonance
and
it's, frequency. Calming resonance.
Yeah, if it's...
Some music.
Yeah, were you actually able to hear the tone of the music or just feel that?
What? No, what do you mean? What is that? The frequency? No, I heard it because of my hearing, number one, but because...
Okay.
It was playing. We had this.
Right. So,
yeah.
I guess what I was going for with that was he using a lower tone on the infrasound spectrum?
How the hell do I know? I didn't see the board.
It was
a very peaceful frequency sound. Very peaceful.
Right, and I think some of those.
It
those,
had a lot of bass to it. So, yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah,
cool.
it could be.
No, I'd have to ask Tobias. I mean, if you're out there listening to our radio show, which I know you are. But the fact of the matter is that I don't know, but that kind of thing. But the music itself also did the same thing. So when you've got music tends to bring people together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you get the drunks at the metal shows that want to climb over your head. All right, but you know what I mean. Like, there's a
yeah, right.
Okay. All right, but
Well, that had alcohol involved, not just music.
Well, yeah, no, I know. But the fact of the matter is that even mosh pits are pretty mellow. They really don't fight for nothing. They just all get along. So when you put people in a crowd like that, you've got people coming together over the power of music. So it's very, you know, Walter, I almost said Waldo. Walter, thanks, Carnal Copia. All right, Walter says that that music is the key to everything, right? Now,
right,
we
yeah.
think about frequencies. We got radio frequencies, right? Okay, that come in. Now, now the radio frequencies that they're receiving now, NASA and everybody and space.com are saying that it maybe aliens have trying to contact us through radio waves, and all I keep thinking of is Frank, you knew. All right, but anyway. But they're saying that it might be signals that they're trying to say hello. All right? So think about it. That's even coming through on radio waves, right? The
right.
universe, Michael Ray's radio waves, it's a whole bunch of frequencies out there, basically. Planets sing. Planets got sounds, right? So
oh,
maybe
definitely.
Maybe music is the key to everything. If
yeah.
you technically think about it, I mean, everything has its own song.
And it is a little strange that they have detected very specific sounds and tones for each individual planet and stuff.
Well, yeah, they
is
sing.
That,
planets
I mean,
they sing.
Right.
They sing.
And if, you know, and you go back to, you know, planets being their own living entities on their own mm-hmm. living ecosystem, maybe that's how they communicate to each other through distance.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't think about the communication through distance. I think that every planet surrounded by its own, well, it's got its own magnetic field, which is what's making the energy. I mean, the sound. So you've got, yeah, and plus you've got space wind and all that kind of jazz out there. You know, with the solar wind and all whatnot, but, and, you know, the asteroids must make sound, comets make sound, I mean, seriously, all right, so you've got all of that, like bouncing, I guess, on the planet's atmosphere, which
right.
is causing the tone. If I said that wrong and somebody's a scientist, please correct me, but that's what I guess is happening in layman's terms, you know, but if every planet's got an individual song, Earth must be the horrible right now, but anyway, you know, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. You know, I mean, you know, if you basically look, Canada's on fire. All right, so I mean, we're, you know, this is not good. You know, but
no, it's not good.
It's
yeah,
not
and that
good.
Cloud cover you said was going all the way across the ocean over to
yes.
Ireland. And
yes, and you know, but now look, I'm telling you, like right now we need aliens. So it's like if the government's trying to like slip them in slowly, you know, come on, hurry up. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
we should
mm-hmm.
because. Because now that, did you hear about the whistleblower? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Fabian.
Yeah.
But you heard about it? The whistleblower.
Yeah, I heard about it.
And I believe that.
Okay.
Okay, I believe that because the guy was working in that department. So it's not like, you know what I mean? But I also believe in a way that they made him do that, that this way they could slip it in better. All right, but anyway, you get my point?
Yeah,
but,
little leaks
yeah,
here and there, and then
yeah,
they can just.
Yeah.
My
yeah,
pissed
so,
off point about all that, my point of contention about that, is quit fucking around and just tell everybody. Quit the fucking Mickey Mouse shit and get it
you know
out and
that,
let everybody know what's going
well,
on.
Well, but then they'd be in trouble with the entire human population because they kept the information quiet for
no,
so many years. And
good for
no.
them. They deserve it. Hell.
No, no. I would be accepting. I'd be like, thank you, finally, okay? That's, you know what I mean? But no, they go back to think of what happened with the War of the Worlds. Remember?
Right.
When the movie
exactly.
was coming out and they put it in the paper that the alien invasion has had. It panicked people.
Oh, and even back on the original radio broadcast that nobody
That's
knew
it.
Was.
That's the one. That's the one. That's where it started. Yeah, and then
yep.
it came in the papers and then it went viral in back in the viral newspaper day.
yeah,
all
back
right.
in that day when it was all.
Okay, hang on. Fabian?
Yeah.
Hello? Fabian?
We,
okay.
Yeah,
wait,
we love, you know,
we,
my regular coming through Knoxville.
You
drop,
just got
and
dropped.
I'm back. Yeah,
oh,
but
okay.
I
was like, wait.
The Rock Talk Radio didn't like the
they waited.
And stuff, so.
They waited for a minute, okay? But, yeah, but the thing is that we really.
It was the aliens.
Point,
it was the government. They didn't like what I said.
No. No, it's just over there. They block your signal at that certain point. They don't want no signals getting through. It's the government, no,
don't get me wrong.
No,
I'm a big fan of the possibility of all this, but there's just no. I mean, just like anything else, you want to see it. You know, you want to hear it. You want to taste it. You want to touch it.
I've seen it.
Or maybe not taste it. I don't know. Might not touch it.
Wait a minute. I've seen it.
Alien
but
sandwich. You made a big bite out of alien, yeah.
But I've seen
the
UFO. I've been there. I shared a picture of Jaden Carley today when they worked at Burger King. That's the parking lot. That's where they worked.
Oh, that was the parking lot?
Yeah, that's the parking lot.
Okay, okay.
That's the UFO. So that's the thing, and that's a major, populated area. It wasn't in the boonies. So, yeah, okay. But I've seen it, and I want it more. You know, now I'm going to start singing Sean James. Hi, Sean. Shout out to
Sean. Right.
Yeah,
you'll
start singing that in your head
King?
Now.
Was that Burger
yeah,
King
Burger
parking
King.
Lot?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right
it's
here,
probably
right
the
north.
Onion rings.
Yep.
Those things are good. They wanted some of
yeah.
them damn
no,
onion
I can't,
rings.
Yeah, right. No, they just wanted to come and bother us. I don't know what. I have no reason. I don't know. I still
no, they
rings.
Like the cows.
But
they
that
like
was
the cows.
Snowball.
They're into
cows. The snowball went from UFO, meteor, to the electric factory, to the onset of the whole, into the spiritual fucking realm. That's what
right.
happened to me.
Hell yeah.
It just went and plummeted and just went nuts and just, okay, and I'm glad I am where I am. And I'm glad that all of everything's happening, because if it wasn't happening, I wouldn't be where I am and who I am now. So,
right.
Thank you.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you know, that's the best thing about it. Oh, I think we should play a quick song of Mikey's. Okay,
okay.
This fits in. All right, let's play Mikey's
okay,
fairy tale.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Yep. If it never starts, no, I'm only kidding.
Oh, why can I start singing with you? Oh, that's fine. Sing along.
And a one.
Mikey's not only doing Sell This Sound, you know, of course.
Okay.
But he's also, and you know how he does all the music on his own and then Sell This Sound. But he's also, tomorrow's his first day being a drummer for a metal band.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Mikey.
Way to go, cousin Mikey.
No, I know. Tomorrow's his first
break
game.
Break a leg.
Practice.
Or break a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Break a stick.
That's
yep,
awesome.
I can't wait to see this. I'm like, but no, I mean, like, he'll be good. I mean, he's a great drummer. So there's no, you know, I mean,
yeah,
there's no doubt in my mind he'll do fine. But, you know, I wish him the best of luck. He was here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry he kind of took over the Gibson for a while.
Yeah, he did take over.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing
that's
first.
Right.
Then he took it. And, you know, Mike Langham sat here on his phone. But anyway, like, yeah, and then we went to the
Lisa, how's the Les Paul doing?
Beautiful.
Did you get you
I
some
new strings?
Strings
but
you got some strings?
Not yet. Oh. No, I got
that is a rare guitar. Those are beautiful
guitars,
too.
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
custom, so it's definitely rare. And, you know, but playing music is what's getting me through right now. You know, just being in that realm there with the, yep. And just getting me through everything right now is playing. So, you know what I mean? I want to record some of my stuff soon. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it, which is weird because I haven't done it in a long time, but I'm going to do it.
Well,
you know?
It'll be fine.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I
haven't, you know, the videos that you've made playing, especially, oh, what was it, Enmity?
Yeah, that's my.
That's a kick-ass song.
Rage song. That's my rage song. That was my song.
Yeah, you could
like.
Do the squirrel, get the squirrels involved and do Lisa and Squirrel Jam or something, you know.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When I get up in the morning and I put on WMMR, shout out to WMMR President, shout out to Marcus, especially, and the Bike
squirrel.
Run for Cancer. Thank you for everything that you do.
You
guys at Team WMMR, okay? That's perfect. But I put on that, and that's when the squirrels start coming. As soon as I turn it on. Okay, everybody's ready for breakfast. Let's go, man. Come on.
I think they've gotten used to it. It's like, oh, wait, she's awake now. We can hear
that. Yeah, exactly. I turn it on, and then I walk into the kitchen, and no sooner do I open the blinds, and they're all there. So, yeah, so they hear it. Yep. So it's pretty, like, you know, it's crazy. I mean, so everything's connected. We're all connected. Synchronicities are connected. The world's connected. Music makes the world a better place. You know what I mean? We just got to get inside ourselves, man.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Music is
nice. Yes. Yeah, everything is everything.
Yeah, you got,
you know
when
I
played the drums, you had different counts, you know. Of course, when you play the guitar, you have different counts. So it's count. Think
count.
Of the word
it's
count.
Mental.
Word count means to what?
Yep.
It means numbers.
And
also chocula.
Actually.
I don't count. I never used to count. I never read music. I never did anything. I just knew it to do it. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
See, I as far as knowing about music, I couldn't say anything about counts, but I know what the terminology was.
No, I understand.
You know, when you play when you play a song in like four times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
Three count. Three times.
We're
at
90
drums,
seconds already.
That's important with drums.
What
I mean, like, you know what I mean? One and two and three and four and one and two. And three, you know what I mean, Fabian? You know what I mean?
Speaking of counting down, are we out of time?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're
at 60
seconds.
Oh, man.
Yep. Well, I had a great time tonight. Thank y'all.
Me too. It was good. We should talk more about this, and we should talk more about a lot of other things, but this is pretty interesting. And now that we're down to 60 seconds, okay, I will say everybody to look inside yourself and find that, start to rise up to your conscious level, love who you are.
Yes.
Okay? And love what made you and just continue.
Be proud
Be proud
of yourself.
It. Yeah,
yeah, don't.
Because each time we rise up and become better, so does the world. So take on that. Okay, you know, keep
don't
doing it.
Don't be ashamed of the scars you've collected over your life. All
right.
They have done is add to the beauty and complexity of the masterpiece you are becoming.
Right, and also
that's right.
You know what happens when you put these people together, right? Changes the world.
Yep.
So, you know, hang in there. Okay.
Groovy.
All
baby.
Right, everybody.
10
have
seconds.
A wonderful night, and hope you enjoyed the show. And one more thing. 11:11. Okay. Love you guys. Okay.
Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Love
you
all. Have a good night, everyone.
Love
Come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. All right. Here we go.